So as you go forward from this weekend, please let it unfold in you all that has been brought to you this weekend. And see yourself standing in the center of a spiral that is connecting you between heaven and earth, that unwinds and unfolds information and love and guidance through your breath, through your heart, through the wisdom of your own magnificent sacredness, through the love that exists in this room, in this family, and in all of our families that we touch from here to the beyond, the limitlessness and the expansion of that love as it turns in the center of the spiral of your heart and awakens and unfolds consciousness and healing that becomes a part of you, the you that you have been waiting for, the you that you already are, in the love and the light of the I Am.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryan of Magnetic Service. There is a tradition of more than 20 years when it comes to my partner and channeling. The tradition is that on a two-day event, the last channeling would be heartwarming, loving, short, and simple. We're going to break the tradition. And that makes my partner nervous. He is comfortable with emotion. He is able to translate so easily the energy of the heart. His compassionate countenance marries with the other side of the veil and agrees with it before he even speaks. And then there's a channel like this one. I'm giving him pictures he doesn't know where to begin and what to say. For 2 days, this particular group has been given some of the highest-minded principles that exist. Yes, there are other teachers who will give just as high-minded. But the group has been exposed so much, so many ideas, so much potential, and so much confusion. It is interesting, is it not, in humanity, when a truly brilliant man or woman on a stage, because they are brilliant, because of what they have taught and what they can do, and because of the maturity and elegance of their consciousness, when they are asked a question, they answer it brilliantly. And they know they have. And they smile and they're satisfied. And when the audience leaves the room, they say, "We have no idea what they said." Often there must be a marriage of communication. And often the most brilliant humanity have matured to a level that is difficult to understand. They have gone beyond three dimensions, even four. I want to review with you not science, but reality. And in order to do that, we must speak of what you think is science, for we use scientific words. They're not. They're just descriptions of reality. And we have told you one of the most basic truths that exists today. And I want to simplify it even further. Humanity has been in survival. And in that state, they are only partially aware of a multidimensional reality. If the universe, the galaxy, your bodies, your reality was in an immense hue of colors, you are in black and white. And some of you are discovering shades of gray. Could it be simpler than this? Is there more than you can perceive or think or see or imagine? The answer is yes. Now, let us carry it even further. The highest sciences on your planet, which you would call physical sciences, for many years have been dealing on the outskirts of what we will call multidimensional discovery. It's not new. One of the highest minded thinkers that you can imagine, you called Einstein. In all that he gave you and all that he could imagine and think, he had trouble with multidimensionality. It is indeed true what the teacher Greg said, that on his deathbed, he bemoaned the fact that through his brilliance, he could not ally the forces that he knew about, could not conceive. And here is the irony. The scientists around him that he did not like had the answer. Today, you call them quantum. When they started the discovery of multidimensionality, they started with looking at particles that were obviously different than your reality. They called them quantum particles. Just a name. A name of reality that was different from yours. It opened the door for questioning what was there. The name quantum stuck. The very idea that a particle could be multidimensional was labeled quantum. That became a buzzword, if you would like, for multidimensional things. And we're going to carry on that tradition. Make it simple. You live in a practical world that only includes a few of the dimensions. We even hesitate to count them because they're not countable. They're not really linear. You want them to be, so you gave them names and numbers. There are those that would say that means that we are broaching a new dimensionality. Oh, yes, you are. And then they will linearize it and number them. We're moving into five. Oh, some are really brilliant. They're at seven. And we've told you before, you're still in black and white if you think that way. It's bigger than this. There's a reason why I'm telling you this, and it's going to answer some of the questions in a simple way that were asked today of the brilliant ones. Dimensionality is a soup of reality with many hues and many shades, and you're in the black and white portion moving into the shades of gray. There's no color yet. Not with a general humanity. There are a few brilliant ones. who have the color. I've asked this before. I want you to put yourself in the shoes of a human being who faces a sightless person from birth. And the sightless person says, "Explain red." They have never seen anything, and they want to see or have the explanation of a concept so much grander and greater than anything they have ever seen or known or experienced, you will not be able to answer. You know what red is, don't you? But you can't tell them, can you? Do you understand just a little of the barrier that might exist between the multidimensional quantum concepts that we are going to talk about and the one you're in? It is the same. So how do you get to the next stage, and what is happening? Dear ones, I'm going to make a statement. When you cross the bridge, as you move through the precession of the equinoxes, as the calendar dropped away, as the cycles start to change, humanity is going to be introduced to quantumness. And it's going to be everywhere. For multidimensionality encompasses everything, not physics. Physics is simply the study of the way it works. That's all. But you're going to find it everywhere. And there would be those who say, "What's the big deal?" And I'll tell you what the big deal is. There is reality in so many levels. The man in the shroud. What was his reality? Could he walk this planet with a different kind of consciousness that was so elevated and mature that he could manipulate physics, biology, life? Could he speak to nature and have it change? Could he speak to the spark of life itself within cells and rejuvenate instantly? Yes or no? Those of you who believe in the words of the ancients written clearly will know that that is history. And the answer from me is yes. Oh, he was not alone. Those who followed him, even into the current day, could manifest things out of nothing, control over physics. I'm going to make a statement right now on this planet. The highest inventions that are being worked on, that are being manifested, that are being thought of, developed, and used are quantum. There is no invention that is of four dimensions that is meaningful at all. Oh, there will be some. They'll be cute. But nothing like what you're working on. Now, let us back up to a channel of a few weeks ago. And I started to describe and define what you're going to discover eventually about something you think is different. And it's called consciousness. Define it in your mind. You'd say, it is the way we think. It might be identified as our vibratory rate of thinking. Oh, how 3D of you. You know what consciousness is? It's the human being's quantum engine. And it's physical. We told you it has rules of physics. That when you started to apply, and when you started to understand, and when you started to know about how to work with your own consciousness, no one else's, but your own, the moment you begin, you inform every single cell in your body to start shifting into shades of gray. It is automatic because it is expected of an old soul. There have been hints of this, dear ones. We have given you a little physics. We're going to give you a little physics again. You're dealing with basically four laws, what you call laws of physics. We have defined them slightly differently to make it easier for you to understand. Two of them, we have said, are strong and weak electromagnetic force. You have relabeled those as gravity and electromagnetics. Not really. They're allied. I'm going to show you in a minute. The second two, the strong and the weak nuclear force, what scientists take a look at the core of the atom and examine. And then the two missing ones, which will give you a total of three, four, no, five maybe, six, three pairs. We'll complete it all. The strong and weak multidimensional force, when discovered, analyzed, defined, and when finally understood, will even explain what you would call dark matter. There is no such thing. It's simply invisible. Now, let's talk about a brilliant one for a moment to give you just a hint of how science starts to relate to consciousness. His name was Tesla, and he loved magnetics. I told you about him. He came for a reason and left in frustration. Because he could only go so far. That was all he was allowed to do. Let me tell you what he saw in his laboratory through his eyes. And I've only mentioned it once before. Dealing only with designer magnetic fields that were coarse, without computers, without the electronics kind of elegance you have today, all he could do was flounder in general areas of designer magnetics. But three times or more, he touched on a formula that changed the mass of things on his workbench, and they flew off and hit the ceiling. The astute who examined his workshop, even the preserved archaeology of his workshop today, will see pockmarks in the ceiling. He didn't discover anti-gravity. There is no such thing. He discovered the relationship between designer magnetics and the mass of an object. You think mass is stable. You think if something is bigger, it has a higher mass. Oh, how 3D. That's all you've seen. And it gives you something called gravity, which you also don't understand. You know why? Because it's quantum. Magnetics is quantum. You play with it. That's all you do. You play with it. You don't understand it yet. Humanity is starting to work with consciousness. What did you see the good doctor do today? What did you see the teacher Greg settle on? To bring back something he said was old and give it to you again. Do you see how the dots are starting to be connected? Because both of them centered on something that is critical, and that is consciousness will change physics. And part of physics is biology. The masters gave it to you first. They begged you to watch it. And what did you do? As unelegant humans, literally in survival mode, you worshiped them. You didn't get it. You didn't understand. This could be you. And they came again and again and again. And by the way, they're coming again and again. Perhaps you'll listen this time and write it down. Consciousness is the key and is the answer to a very esoteric and quantum question. If quantum energy has no real time, if quantum energy can be projected through portions of entanglement, so there's no distance, one of the questions today, how about the law of the inverse square? You know what that is? That's a three-dimensional law that quantum physics ignores. You can send a signal from here right now today to the farthest part of the universe and they'll get it instantly because it's not part of black and white. Are you understanding this? The ones who are receiving shades of gray are starting to develop the receivers that are quantum in their brains. Do you know what spontaneous remission really is? It's the human being who has a triggering from whatever process you want to call it, through his Akash, through fear, through joy, through survival, who all of a sudden, for a moment, sees in color and has the ability of the masters and heals himself in minutes. Now, I want to relate to what you saw today, dear human beings in this room, and were told. What did you see on the screen? Healing in minutes. How do you explain it? What did the doctor tell you about a new system that is purely and totally conscious thought? Instant healing. Are you beginning to connect the dots? Here's a question. If you can create a quantum invention, whether it's a laser or something else, when you turn it on, why doesn't it cure everyone around you? Here is a simple answer. Because it's quantum, and you're not. But those of you who are working on quantum thought, meaning a higher vibrational consciousness, are then the antennas who will receive it. Is that simple enough? If all humanity had the shades of gray moving into color, you could turn the laser on and all of them would be affected. So it is keyed in to something we have told you from the beginning that you need and is the king of all things from the other side, and it is called free choice. A human has the ability to ask themselves logical questions and develop their own answers. Here's a question: is there something more than you can see? The ones in this room would say yes. The ones outside this room may say no, and my partner was one of them who said, I will only believe what I can see. That's why he was so stubborn. You know where this leads you? Nowhere. If you are proud of this belief and you are listening to me now, or perhaps you're even in the room, and you'd say, that's logical. Why should I change? I'm only going to believe what I can see. This makes total sense. And I could say, well, that means 100 years ago they told you about germs, and what did you do? You laughed in their face. Probably caught their disease. Speaking of that, you want to know the power of the quantum consciousness of a human being? Look at a hypochondriac who over and over speaks to his cells out loud, tells everybody what he is afraid of, and that's what he gets. That's power. Did you notice? Did you notice? You're working on shades of gray in the room. As you do, there is another rule that starts to take shape. Something is hidden in your body. Now, if I told you who hid it there, you're not going to like the answer. There are processes that are quantum. All of you have mastery. All of you can be the man in the shroud. Your DNA is equipped fully. There's nothing that has to be given to you from somewhere else to activate it. The basic truth is this: your free will starts a process that the cells have been listening for eons. The energy was not right on the planet, and now it is. The part of space you were going into was not right, and now it is. There's a plan here, and it's benevolent, and it's loving, and it's gracious, and it honors free choice of the human being to see in color. I'm going to say it again. The most profound inventions and processes on this planet right now are the ones that totally involve consciousness, not physics. But consciousness is physics. The creator of the universe is the master physicist. And when you start realizing what is in these forces, even the four basic ones, but especially in the six, you will include consciousness as a major player of physics. And that is why your mind and what you have can instantly speak to your biology and get a result and say to the mountain, move, and it will. What if all humanity had that power? The intellectual says, that's laughable. What if you did? And I say to you, congratulations, your Earth just graduated. There's no confliction because it comes with wisdom to use it. Do you understand that as you mature and you become seeing the shades of gray, your palate changes, your wisdom changes. You figure out why things are what they are. You stop the problems of the earth that you think are unsolvable simply because you're in black and white and that's all you see. Every single holy man, shamanic energy, anyone that you know who could manipulate reality had something else, if you remember, and that is profound wisdom. Profound. It comes with the territory. Can you imagine a human race that is wise? It's happened before in other places in your galaxy, and that is why we are comfortable to say today, we have seen it and you're doing it. The degree of speed at which you accomplish it is up to you. Slow, fast. But the snowball is rolling. It's going to be hard to stop. And in the process, as light and dark itself recalibrates itself, there will be conflict. And we told you there would be. Do you dare celebrate it? Understand. So again, we say, the ones who are studying their own selves and the consciousness of themselves and are trying to figure out the puzzle are going to trigger a cellular response that is going to help give you the answers. Your body is smart. Who hid all this information? What's the process? Why the illusion? Who hid it? You already know the answer, don't you? We told you, God within means you're eternal. God within means you're wise and you're smart. God within means that you were smart enough to hide this from you until you became mature enough to understand it and use it. I hope this starts to explain some of the oxymorons between quantumness and 3D. Dear ones, the message of Kryon from the beginning, has said that you are facing change. Don't despair at what you see on your planet because you created it within the change. Go back to your history and your prophecy and you will say there was every bit the opportunity for you to have destroyed yourself. You had the engine of destruction up and working when you were born. And you didn't. The naysayers will say the engine is still there. You're still going to do it. That's what humans do. And then there will be the ones who are thinking in shades of gray. And there's two kinds, and we told you who they were a little while ago. I'm going to add the third group. There's the ancients, there's the futurists, and there's the old souls. I can't tell you the celebration that's going on my side of the veil about what you're doing. To sit here and listen to the truth of the day, to see the evidence of it, to talk to those who are brilliant and who are dedicated their entire lives to spreading it. We saw it before. Here it comes. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Don't let anybody talk you out of your magnificence. Don't let fear get you today. You're built to take it, old soul, from what you've been through. Leave this room differently than you came and get on with it. And so it is.